Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Ron Fitch, and I'm the host of the New Jersey Sports High School Basketball Show. I have Coach Phil Colicchio supposed to come on today. Hopefully I'll have him. I know he's a very busy man with his schedule because they play East Orange tonight in the Group 4 section semis. And then I also have Orlando Cameron on and Jeremy Schneider, my usual favorite co-host. I think we have Orlando on now. Oh, Orlando?
No, this is Jeremy. How's it going, man?
Oh, this is Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. Oh, my gosh. I am so happy to have you on. What I want to do is just let you tell the audience about that thrilling game that St. Joe's had where they beat Hudson Catholic, 87-81. It was a great game. You described that to the audience.
It was thrilling. It was an amazing game. I knew it was going to be good. It was even better than I thought, which is funny because at one point, Joe's was up by almost 30 points. And it was just, you know, the way they were playing was so, enthralling. They were just, you know, they were really taking it to, you know, one of the best teams in the state because they're one of the best teams in the state, too. And Nate Garvey was just unstoppable in the first half. He has this excellent mid-range game, which you just don't see that anymore, especially in high school. It's either three-pointer, drive to the rim, or dunk, or whatever. But he has these little moves and this, I mean, you know, a little teardrop and a turnaround jumper, and he was great. And then Hudson Catholic woke up, and Javon Quinterly was a man possessed. He almost single-handedly got Hudson Catholic back in the game. Luther Muhammad was excellent as well. They had this big run to end the third quarter that cut the lead to 15, and then they had it down to 10. It was just, you know,
they cut it down to two right near the end of the game.
Yeah, it was two. It was down to two with about 30 seconds left.
Oh,
Quinterly drove the lane, and Brian Griffin, who was a star in the Bergen County Jamboree final, was a star again. He blocked Quinterly with about 20 seconds left. Chauncey Hawkins was, I think, 14 of 15 from the free throw line. The team missed once in the fourth quarter. They were made from the free throw line. And they just, you know, Joseph Roddy was another big player for St. Joe's. He was great on the boards. Even had a three-pointer and a couple big shots. Joe's is legit, man. They were, look, I knew they could win this game. I did not think that they would, you know, be, you know, routing them, and all the credit in the world to Hudson Catholic for making a run, but it seemed for a while like they were gonna, like Hudson Catholic was gonna get it because they had all the momentum and they had the crowd on their side, and Quinterly was just making these shots that he had no business making. That's what kind of player he is. But
I'm gonna tell you something, Jeremy. Sean C. Hawkins is making a name for himself in these postseason games. The county and the states, he's kind of making his bones in these tournament games.
He absolutely is, and I asked him about his college situation. He doesn't have any offers yet. He says he has interest from Iona and Rutgers. Something tells me that's about to change. Something tells me he's going to get some calls, some offers. He's a little undersized, but he's super athletic, and he's, you know, the kid's passion, man. Like, he had tears of joy in his eyes after they won the Bergen County Jamboree. I don't know. I think I saw him crying after this one. But, man, that was, I mean, they silenced a raucous Hudson Catholic crowd. They came to Jersey City and really, you know, they looked like a team that could win A for sure. I don't think there's any question. I know there's a tough road ahead. The first step now, the next step is Bosco, a team they've lost to twice, but most recently beat. So, man, that was something. That was really, really something.
Oh, that definitely was something. Now, we got Orlando Cameron on right now. Orlando, Don Bosco's going to look for some revenge because St. Joe's won the counties, and they really celebrated. And now they have to go to Don Bosco to win.
Right.
What do you think about that?
First thing I'm going to say is, Jeremy,
I was supposed to meet you there, and I ended up going somewhere else. I'm glad I did actually go somewhere else. But we were texting back and forth, and it was just unbelievable. Okay. I've been a St. Joe's guy most of the year, to tell you the truth. I called them out early, and I really thought that back quarter there was going to be the difference in their season. But I think with Brian Griffin stepping up like he has, they've gotten an interior defender now to help them out. Now, Don Bosco, the last time they played St. Joe's, that's what happened. The guards just kind of took over. I think it's up to their interior guys to play a little bit better than they did in the Bergen County Jamboree. Each of these teams, though, are capable of winning this non-public. Bergen County is actually showing very well in the States, very well. You know what I mean? And I think maybe after Union County, they might be the best county after.
Oh, definitely.
I agree with that.
Orlando, you know what I'm excited about? Ramapo versus Teaneck in that group three section final playing.
I went to the Wayne Hills Ramapo game, and that was an exciting one also. Ramapo seemed to have control of the game. They were they went up by as much as 16 in the fourth quarter, but I have to give Wayne Hills a lot of credit. The kid Dorian Hodge, the football player / basketball player, Joey Kinney, and the little sophomore, Joey Balai, these guys really came to play. And I tell you, so Ramapo, they didn't show a little poise at certain points of the game. And to me, they kept trying to force the action a little more than they needed to. But, you know, Lacker made big plays at the end. And the kicks. Kid has no points all game, kid senior Ryan Curtis, and he gets the biggest play of the game. He gets an offensive rebound on a tough shot by Latka that missed, and he gets fouled 2 seconds on the clock. He misses the first shot, but he calms down and he makes the second, and that's when that was the difference, 57-56. So now Teaneck is ready. And Ramapo is ready, and the crowd was raucous last night, and I'm expecting the same thing, big, probably bigger this week, Tuesday.
Now, it's Tuesday, so you're going to go to that game.
Yes,
okay,
I'll be.
Because I will probably be at Jackson Liberty at the parochial event. But I have to say, Ramapo Teaneck. Teaneck has the history of winning all the time in these group games, and you know, Coach Smart has always figured it out, but this is going to be tough, you know, with my man Latka. You know, I fell in love with him watching the highlights, the way he could shoot. That team could shoot.
Yeah. This is the furthest they've gone since he's been in the school. They've always had the misfortune of seeing Teaneck. Like last year, Teaneck, for some reason, this PowerPoint thing is just unbelievable, but Teaneck was an 8 seed last year. So they met Ramapo in the second round last year and knocked them off. You know, so Ramapo has always had the misfortune of running into teams, strong teams early. So this is the first time that they, like, got to as far as they really wanted to get to. I mean, of course, they want to move on, but they feel good about getting to this final, you know, getting to this final. Now, Teaneck, they struggled a little bit with Old Tappan, you know what I mean? Old Tappan had won a great game against Wayne Valley 2 days ago, but then they gave Teaneck a pretty good run last night. But Teaneck is kind of primed for this stuff, and I'm seeing it as a great battle. I think at the end, Teaneck will probably pull it out towards the end, but I see a really great game.
You know, it's interesting. I talked to Jay Gomes, and he picked Teaneck of Yahoo Sports. He picked Teaneck to win. And it just seems like everybody goes with the team that always figures it out. Now, Jeremy, if Teaneck, Ramapo, they win, they're probably, I'm not going to put them in yet, going to play Chatham. Now, you've seen Chatham before, right, Jeremy, play. And they've had a good year. And this would be, if one of those, you have Teaneck, Ramapo, winner versus Chatham, that's a heck of a matchup on Thursday.
It is. I think Teaneck's beating Ramapo, and I think I think T-Nex beating whoever comes out of that game. I really like Chatham. They've had a solid year. And, you know, you got to give them credit. You win Morris County. Even if Morris isn't the best county in the state, a county championship's a county championship. But I really think T-Nex, I agree with Orlando. I think they're made for this kind of stuff. Daniels is coming on so strong in the paint, and Jaquay James is a spark plug. Chatham, you know, Chatham plays a really good brand of ball. You know, they gave Linden the scare. They just had a scare themselves against Rahway. And Rahway is a very well-coached team by Coach Jeff Labruski in his first year there. But I'll be interested to see how that one goes. I could see Teaneck kind of, you know, reasserting themselves in that one. I think they were licking their wounds after a really bad Seton Hall Prep loss. But I really, really like – I like them to win the group, honestly. I think they have that kind of pedigree, that kind of coaching, and that kind of talent.
Now, Orlando, what happened to Patterson East? I was hoping for my Patterson East Linden matchup. And what happened? They
Patterson,
got clipped.
Patterson East shot 1-for-23 from the three line. And that's kind of that was it in a nutshell. Hackensack played very well, though. Hackensack was they were in it from the beginning, and they're kind of an up and down team. You never know what you're going to get from them, but they were engaged. They were engaged against Eastside, and they were ready. And MJ Richardson is a stud player, and they did it on the defensive end. You know, as Juan Glove said, that Eastside was a jump shooting team this year, and you know, it lived and died by the jump shot, and it didn't go in for them. Hackensack has a tough one against Union City today, but I think they may have an opportunity to be playing also in the future.
Yeah,
they may end up seeing your boy. They may end up seeing your boy. Yes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to my guys in a minute. You know, I'm hoping that I had Phil on. I don't know if he's going to call. I can call in today. But anyway, we're going to get to Linden. This is what's going to happen, fella. They're going to beat East Orange up handily. They're going to play an Eastside team. It's going to be a tough, either Eastside or Westwood. It's going to be a tough game. They'll beat Hackensack, and I'll be at Rutgers, and they'll win the state, and they're going to be the team that nobody wants to play. And I want to read a quote from a fan, my buddy, and he also helps me do my reporting. He says, on Sunday, March 13, 2016, high school fans across the state will travel to Piscataway, New Jersey to fill the breaches inside Rutgers Athletic Center, a.k.a. the RAC, on the campus of Rutgers Scarlet Knights to bear witness to Linden High School and head coach Phil Colicchio's 2016 Tigers basketball team raise above their heads once again NJSIA Group 4 state championship trophy. In this synopsis, it comes to fruition. It'll be the fifth overall Group 4 state championship for Linden head coach Phil Colicchio. And I tend to agree with him.
Jeremy, what are we doing here, Jeremy?
I know this was a Linden show, man.
What are we doing here, man?
I've been saying all year that Linden is the best team in Group 4.
No, I agree also, but
what else are we talking about, man?
What are we doing here?
But here's the deal. When they get there and you see them in the tournament champions, the parochial schools are going to be like this. They'll be the worst nightmare dealing with him once they get in. Now, Newark Eastside makes me – I'm scared of Newark Eastside. That is the
Should
game.
Be.
If they beat Westville, I will be nervous about that one. If they get past that, that's really the state title game to me.
That should be a pretty good one.
There's definitely, I mean, there's no other, I mean, 100 and, you know what, 100 and Central Linden would be an interesting game.
They're not
game.
Bad. Now, no, 100
no,
and Central
they're,
is good.
They're good. I think they could play with Linden. I mean, I think Linden would win, but they could play with them. And you know what, I completely agree with you. Linden, no one wants to play Linden in the state tournament, and, you know, in the TSC. Phil Colicchio is as good a coach as there is in the state, and they're very athletic. You got a budding star in Tavon Jones. I mean they're really tough out. I mean the real question for me is size. And I mean we know they can win Group 4. Are they gonna? I mean if they're going up against Patrick Shule again in the TSC, are they gonna be able to? I mean overcome that size disadvantage? I know Chris Moncione has come out strong, but you know. Pats brings, you know, 7-footers off the bench, man. They're they're massive.
It's a tougher matchup if they run to Pats. If they run to Roseville Catholic or if they run to St. Anthony's, I would give them an even better shot. Pats, that's a tougher matchup, but it's still, I mean, they played with them the second time until Bryce hit those two dagger threes to beat Linden. The first time they really tore Linden up, but the second time it was a tighter game to game. And what Phil does, because Roseville Catholic and Pats, you guys know it, they're great in transition. They could run. I saw Roseville Catholic run Rainey off the court. And what Phil does, he just slows the game to a crawl to play his team's pace. And once that happens, it kind of throws the other teams off, and it gives them a puncher's chance because of what Tavon could do in the fourth quarter. Now, I'm going to tell you something. He's not there yet because he's only a sophomore, but I think he could play with a lot of the players in the state. And I saw Gibbs, and they're both shaped just alike. I think if they play Seno Prep, he could go toe-to-toe with Gibbs, even though Gibbs has more, he's more savvy and more seasoned. But they both, if you look at them, they both kind of look alike and they kind of play alike.
That would be an excellent game. That would be a really, really excellent game. I got to say, I wasn't not impressed by Seton Hall Prep in the Essex County Final, but I was definitely a little concerned. I thought they should have beat Eastside more convincingly. I love Eastside, but, you know, Prep had beaten them soundly in the regular season meetings. But, you know, like TJ told me, you're going to get a team's best game in the county final. But I think we'd be remiss to not discuss the game of the day and what, I mean, honestly.
You're talking about RC's Pats.
Yes,
it's pretty much
the state semifinal.
Yes.
That's the game, man.
Now, I'm going to give you my take about this, and I'm going to let you guys go. I think it's going to be not as exciting, but it's going to be as intense, and it might be a little more rugged because this is the fourth time and they know each other really good. I think there's always, in this kind of situation, you're playing a team for the fourth time, there's always some guy that you don't know is going to show up out of nowhere to hurt you, or some guy that didn't play as good before that's going to show up to hurt you. Like I think it's going to be Marcus McCreary on Pats and Rufus or Roseville Catholic. Those two guys are streaky shooters, and if one of them can get going along with the other great players, that could be big. What do you think?
I completely agree. I think McCreary was pretty solid first of all, let me take a bow right now for saying that the Union County final would go to double overtime. That was the best game of the year. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see a better game in the state tournament because that was just so good. Matt Bullock is on another level. Matt's playing like a first-team All-State kid right now, but, you know, pass is just, they come at you in waves. You can stop one guy, another guy's coming. You stop one big, they bring another off the bench. I picked Roseville Catholic to win that game. You know what? The law of averages would suggest Roseville Catholic is going to win today because they've gone back and forth. But I don't know. That was a real crushing loss for Roseville Catholic. That was crushing. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the team that upset. And that was, you know, you have Matt hit a jumper at the end of regulation to send it to overtime. You have him dunk it at the end of overtime to send it to double overtime. And, you know, the resolve that Patrick School showed to not, you know, be, you know, just gutted by that because it looked like they had the game won twice to come out in the second overtime and win it. Bryce Aiken making the free throws that were the difference. I kind of think Pats wins today, but yeah, it's going to be close. It's always going to be close, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Matt Bullock do what he does, which is, you know, having just an excellent senior year. Rafis is an excellent shooter. I think they need Leandre Washington to continue to play well because he's been strong late in the season. This game though, man. I mean, this is Union County basketball, man. And the best part is we'll hopefully see the winner of this game against the other best team in Union, Linden. So.
Oh yeah,
I like the Patrick School too, but I'm going to tell you what I saw with the Patrick School is they started finding other guys. They have a lot of weapons. And the one thing that impressed me when they beat Roselle Catholic was Jordan Walker. Jordan Walker played great. And he really did. He stepped up. He you know, you have Bryce, you have Jahmyr Harris, you have Langevin, you have these guys that you already know about and you know you always expect to come through. But to me, Jordan Walker made plays at the end of that game that, you know, he kind of established himself as one of the guys on that squad also. So, I mean, Roselle Catholic is still Roselle Catholic. They're going to be tough. And like Jeremy said, if LeAndre plays well, it's going to be tough. Bullock has been great. Nazi Reed, great. But I think, once again, I think the Patrick School is going to win a close one.
Okay, now I want to ask you guys this. Do you think there's a little, in their back of their minds, a little extra psychological pressure on the Pats because they've been here? I know they won the Cavs, but they've been here, and Roselle Catholic has beaten them, and they're like, we got to get over the hump. And Roselle Catholic, I talked to those players after the game. They're very confident that they made a lot of little mistakes that they think they could correct and win this game. And Pats, they might have a little deeper, but psychologically, do you think that it's a little bit of a barrier to try to get over because this team has won three straight state titles you're going up against?
Of course it is. Of course it is. Those are Catholic. They're battle-tested. They've proven it. You know what I mean? No one would be surprised if they won it. You know what I mean? I just think that this might be the year, you know, that this Patrick School overcomes it. We'll see what happens with that.
You know, it could be a barrier, but a couple things. One, I don't think Patrick School counts last year. I think they think that, oh, well, if we had been eligible, we could have beaten them. Also, most of the players from those Roselle Catholic teams are gone. All you have is Matt Bullock. And now the culture's there, and the coaching's there, and these kids are super, super confident. And, you know, I got to give Roselle Catholic some credit because there was a controversial play at the end of the Union Final. Nick Richards, the block that looked like it could have been goaltending. If you really break it down, it probably wasn't. But LeAndre texted me and he was like, "It's all good. We'll get him next time." You know, so many kids would have just been blaming the refs and they were just thinking towards the next game. They'd be playing them in a week. And you know, I don't know if you guys read my story on Mike Rice, but this Patrick School team loved him, and they're playing as good ball as anyone in the state. I know they were in a lull at times in the Union Final, but you know Bryce Aiken is as good a senior point guard you're going to find in the state. He's a great leader. Jordan Walker has fit in very well. He had big shots in the Union Final. You know, when you have guys like Richards and Cyril Langevin in the paint, they're like a college team size-wise. I think that they have the goods to win this, no question. And I think the psychological thing, you know, maybe if they hadn't beaten them at all this year, but they just beat them a week ago, and they beat them in the first meeting. So I think I think both teams are very confident that they can win this game. I don't think this game's getting in either of their heads. I think it's getting on the court.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. Okay, Orlando, who's going to win?
What, Patrick School, Roselle Cap? Patrick School is going to win.
I agree. I'm not going to call overtime or double overtime, but I'll say this thing, it's going to be decided at the buzzer. Either someone's going to get a stop or someone's going to make a bucket. Nothing would surprise me, but I just have a feeling that they look like the better team on last Saturday.
Well, I got to let both you guys go. I cannot wait to see all this great high school action this week. Take care, fellas.
Have a good one.
All right.
Okay. All right. Now, before I close, I'm going to have a chance to talk to Mike Rice, so he's going to be on my show next week. We couldn't get Phil. I'm going to try to see if I can get him next week. I believe they're going to win their game, so it would be, you know, awesome time to talk with them.